Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving God, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. But the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. Now, if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and you're not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because the mission here is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are celebrating 7 years of being on the air this year. 7 years, started back in 2010. The Marketing Pulpit Radio Show was birthed with the concept of building economic sustainability, empowerment, having an economic underpinning in our community. We have some challenges in our community that needs a counterbalancing force, and a solid business community is such a force that we can actually use to combat some of the challenges that are facing our community. So when I started this show, I started with a mission. The country was in turmoil. We had just had a big bust. Real estate had fallen, and there were tons of people out of work. Now, our community is no stranger to adversity. We've had challenges since we've been brought to this country. But we have to constantly apply, have to marshal our resources and kind of keep our eye on the ball, because if we don't, we're going to slip further into the abyss. That seems to be our constant companion. I don't want that to happen. I won't give up. So I'm fighting for our community every day. That's my reason for waking up in the morning, going to bed at night. My reason for being, my purpose. And this Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is the manifest of that purpose. We have a great show today, as always. So I beckon you to join us. Call us at 1-800-450-7876. If you'd like to join in on any of the topics we're going to talk about today, and there will be many. Now, today is going to be a money Friday, because everything we're talking about today is about money, how to make it, how to keep it, how to grow it. We're going to have on the show today Mr. Akil Iku. He's going to talk about how to evaluate your company. So if you have a company, if you're trying to sell it or bring in partners or just really find out what it's worth, then first thing you might want to do is find out how to evaluate that business. So he's going to be on later in the show. I'm going to talk about later in the show how to turn your website into a cash register. You've heard the old saying, make money while you sleep. Many of us see that as a pipe dream, something that people on other people in other lands or other communities might do, while we only sit there and fantasize about it. Well, it's closer to a reality than you realize if you have yourself a good website that has the right tools. You can make money while you sleep. There's nothing better than waking up in the morning, and sometimes it's going on all night, little pings. If you have your app on and you have your email address and your app coordinated, get those little pings all night long where money is coming into your business. So we're going to talk about that later in the show. And as always, with every third Friday, we have our co-host, Ms. Felicia Day of the Money Zone. If anybody knows money, it's Ms. Felicia Day. Good morning, Felicia Day. Felicia Day. All right, she's coming.
Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Felicia Day. We'll be talking about you, the money lady. But you know,
yes. Oh my goodness, we must all be on the same page, because I'm talking about how to get your finances in order to be investor ready, or bank ready, or loan ready. You know, so that's what we're going to talk about during my segment.
Wow, how to get your, well, we're on the same page today. Wow,
Exactly.
It is a money. It is a money Friday, because people go into business and they're focusing so much on the operation of the business. You know, opening doors and closing and hiring people and selling products and doing all these things that it takes to make a business go. And sometimes that one big ingredient that's hanging that 3 million pound elephant in the room is money. Are you managing it? How's it coming? How's it going? What are you doing with it? What's the value of your business? Are you investor ready, like you said? So you are right on point here. So I'm looking forward to your segment today. And of course, as always, feel free to chime in on any of the topics we talk about. We value your commentary and your input, because I love having smart people in the room, and you do fit that bill many times over. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We're in a really precarious time right now. We have a maniac in the White House who's running the country. That's a scary thought when you think about it. You got somebody who really has the finger on the button that could destroy us all. He also has the influence on the financial levers of power. And the minimum requirement of that position should be sanity, you would think. That should be the last thing. The bar has gotten pretty low. When the bar for the presidency has gotten so low that sanity is not even one of the requirements. So we've just seen the president, he threw his attorney general under the bus, ran over him, backed up, ran over him again. Did a wheelie on top of him. So I would be, Flash Day, I'm always looking at workforce and looking at people, HR, and who you hire and who you work for. But boy, we got to get a person in here one day talking about the worst kind of boss and the best kind of boss to have. I could not think of a worse person to have as a boss. Somebody who at any moment just going to turn around and just really eviscerate you in the public. That Jeff Sessions, if I knew he was going to be this way, I wouldn't have hired him. He's turning on me. He must work for that crooked Hillary and that Barack Obama, who's not an American citizen. But, I mean, this is the president talking about his attorney general, somebody that he actually put in the position. So, anyway, everything to me comes back to, are you ready to take the reins of your own destiny? We don't have time to worry about Trump crying about how crazy he is and what he might do next. We're about getting our own house in order and making sure we have these sustainable businesses. And that's why I have Falasha Day and my great guests that we bring into the booth every now and then. As a matter of fact, one of those such guests is Mr. Akil. Now he's going to tell me his last name, because I'm always messing up people's name. Akil. See, I even get the ace. I tell you what, why don't you tell me your name? Welcome to the studio.
Good morning, Robert.
Hey, man. Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for hosting me today. Thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Now, I had the pleasure of meeting this young man. And, folks, once again, you have to get out the house. Get out the house. When somebody invites you to a radio show, or somebody invites you to a networking event, somebody invites you to an event or some place where you can rub shoulders with some influencers, people that have connections. Now, you can't jump on everything, but some of you folks that's working from home, you don't really have a lot going on. I mean, I'm not saying everybody, but sometimes you can have a slow week. Why not take up some of these invitations and get out the house? I went to an event last night for one of my good clients and friends, Miss Elsa Smith. She's an attorney, and she just opened up her new law firm over in Annapolis, Maryland. They had an open house. I went by there, and lo and behold, the minute you go out, you're going to meet somebody. You're going to meet some new and exciting people. I met a wonderful couple, Ty and Monique, and one is actually a voiceover specialist. And my point is, you never know where these connections are going to lead you. And that brings up my guest today. I met him at we were doing a TV shoot at the Elite Connections, Mr. Darryl Spears, and I had the pleasure of meeting Akil. And he is a valuation specialist, and he's going to do a segment. And welcome back. I can say welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very pleased to be here today, and hopefully we're going to have a good time with our listeners today.
Man, let me tell you, we have a good time all the time. You haven't been here before, but man, we have ourselves a ball. And so today will be no exception. So tell us what you're going to talk about later on. Coming up at the 10:45 hour, tell us what you're going to be talking about.
Well, we're going to talk about business valuation. I am an expert in business valuation, which is the art and science of determining the value of a business.
Wow. But so many, when I was talking to Achigal the first time I met him, I was thinking about, I was given stock in a company. And when I decided to turn the stock back in, I had no idea what the stock was worth because the company didn't really do a valuation. I may have given away $1 million. I should have found a shield and come here, man, doing a valuation here on what this company is worth so I can know what my stock is worth. And I think many of us have shortchanged ourselves because we didn't know the value of our company. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people assume they know the value of the company, but it's not always the case.
It's not always the case. All right. So we're going to talk about that coming up later on. And then at the last 11:15 hour, we're going to have Mr. Daryl Muhammad. He's starting a new company called Destiny One, and it's a dating app that's based on astrology and numerology. So that's going to be interesting. He's coming up around 11:15. And, of course, I'm going to talk about later on also about how to turn your website into a cash register. I love to make money while I sleep. That's two things I like to do. I like to make money, and I like to sleep. I just can't imagine, just imagine doing them both simultaneously. Making money while you sleep. Man, life is good. So, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that later in the show. Folks, if you're new to the show, I'd like to welcome all of the new listeners to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I'd like for you to also go to the website, marketingpulpit.com, where we have a brief write-up on all of our guests and how to contact them. So if we give out the number and you miss it, go to marketingpulpit.com. We'll have the information for Falasha Day. We have my information, Achille. And so you want to contact these folks for the great information they're able to hand out. And we're going to take a quick break. So when we come back, we're going to talk about valuating your business. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we'll be right back after the break.
Good morning, SWOL Traffic and Weather Update brought to you by Northern Virginia Community College. On the Beltway right now, on the inner loop, southbound at 202 Landover Road, it was an accident. To get past that right now, northbound on 295, look for volume delays, Pennsylvania Avenue to East Capitol Street. It's also very slow right now. Heading south on 295 from Eastern Avenue to just past East Capitol Street. Long-term construction, usually the problem there. Northern Virginia Community College offers flexible schedules that fit easily into your busy life. Sessions start August 21st. Register at nvcc.edu/fall2017. Now your WOL weather forecast. Partly cloudy, hot and humid today. Highs in the mid-90s. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight tonight. Only down to 78 for low. Tomorrow, clouds and sun in the morning, more clouds later in the day, high near 96. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
The Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, every Friday, right here at 10:30 AM on Radio 1. I'd like to thank Radio 1, Ms. Kathy Hughes and Albert Liggins and Ms. Karen Jackson, Ron Thompson, the engineer, Mr. Alonzo, and all the folks that make this possible today and every Friday and just in general. We appreciate having this platform in our community because we need it now more than ever. We need a counterbalancing effect to some of this propaganda that's going on out here. And a lot of it's really, really damaging to our community. So I'm always proud that we have this platform. I'd like to thank those that make it possible. Also, I'd like to thank my guest, my co-host, people like Ms. Falasha Day. She's been hanging in there with us now almost a couple of years, bringing valuable information. And remind us once again, Falasha Day, what you're going to be talking about at 11 o'clock.
Well, I'm going to talk about whether or not your small business is investor ready. Are you ready to be able to get a loan? Are you ready for a venture capitalist? Are you ready for your Uncle Bob to make an investment into your business?
Uncle Bob, hey, I got to find my Uncle Bob. I'm ready to make some money. Uncle Bob, I need for you to hear this segment that Felicia Day is going to do, and she's going to convince you that you can go ahead and make that investment in the marketing pulpit that I've been telling you about all these years. So get off all your Uncle Bobs out there. Tune in. And to you business owners who are trying to decide, what do I need to do to get investor ready, you definitely want to tune in. Hang on to the 11 o'clock hour where we have Miss Felicia Day. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. The number is 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for my guest, my co-host, myself, call us. If you didn't write it down, if you're flipping around, wondering where you wrote the number, if you don't get it, go to marketingpulpit.com. We have all the contact information right there on the homepage. We talked about the value of getting out and meeting people, and I'm always proud to bring talented people to the mic, people that out here in our community that sometimes you don't hear about. We're always watching people on television talking about, you got these talking heads on TV. Some of them don't know jack squat. We have the real talent right here in our community, and I'm proud to bring it to you every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Having the studio right now, Mr. Achille. Achille, give me your proper pronunciation of your entire name.
Achille Ekou.
Achille Ekou. So E-K-E-U.
Correct.
All right. Achille Ekou. So tell us a little about yourself. Give us your quick bio, what you do, all that good stuff.
Yeah, my name is Achille Ekou. I am a certified valuation analyst, member of the National Association of Certified Valuators and Analysts, which is the organization that certified business valuation analysts all over the country. What we do, we specialize in value private companies, and so we don't work really for public companies. So we serve private companies, and my area of expertise is business valuation for estate tax, gift tax, acquisition, sale of businesses, as well as litigation support, which include. Cases of divorce or shareholder disputes.
So to the business community out here listening,
yes.
On the average, now this, I'm sure this may be some of your opinion, and you may have the data to back it up, but do most people undervalue or overvalue their business in general?
Well, it's usually common for people to overestimate the value of the business. It's just natural. It's a natural bias we have, right? So if you work for a long time in your business, you spend a lot of time, a lot of years working on that business to get to the point where you are today. You have a pretty natural a tendency to have an overestimation of the value of business. But market reality, sinking when you hire a business valuation analyst to come into the valuation, the market reality is there. And so this is a little bit similar like buying a house or owning a house and wanting to sell your house, right?
Right. You got that personal attachment. The sentiment is
exactly
there. Sentiment doesn't carry much weight in
Absolutely.
The real world.
Absolutely. So you think the value of house is higher than what it is in reality, which is not necessarily the case, but so it's
people are like, hey, I was born in this house, or my granddad had this. It's like,
exactly,
the market doesn't care.
Yes. So a market reality is really rooted in the fact that houses in your neighborhood, whatever prices those houses in the neighborhood are selling, is what the market's conditions are going to be for your house.
Mm-hmm.
So now there may be specifics to your house. Maybe you built a patio, maybe you added some, mm-hmm. some more space, square footage. And this is exactly the same for a business. So
okay.
Your business is going to be exactly the same, but it's going to be close to what similar businesses are selling in that neighborhood. So that's probably how much your business is going to be worth.
So I guess that's the first. I guess that's the quick asset test.
Yes.
If you have a roofing business, and you're a certain size, you're in a certain community, certain parameters or certain metrics
right.
are the same as the other businesses in that same category.
Correct.
your business is going to be evaluated close to that.
Close to that, yeah.
I guess other factors, I guess through sales, all those things.
Right. So there's a variety of factors that affect the value of a company. And so each of those factors have to be really looked upon, you know, for specific, for every specific business. So you might be making more money than your competitors. You might be more productive. You might have a better brand recognition. You right. might have, you know, you could be more profitable. You know, you might have a bigger footprint than you may have a better location. So all these different factors get into the pricing or the value of your business. So
let me ask you this.
Yes.
Why should somebody know the value of their business?
All right. So there are several reasons. Besides the fact that it's important to track the value creation that you generate in your business. When you have a business, you create value,
mm-hmm.
and that value should be tracked. So if you can track that, well. You know, the best way to track that, I may say, is to do evaluation every year. So
every year is critical.
Every year,
yes. That's important.
Absolutely, because evaluation is good for 1 year, and the value of a business may change anytime, especially if you have a major event that occurs. Let's say you have a lawsuit, somebody sues you, and you lose the suit, and you have to pay, you know, some cash out for damages and things like that. That could affect the value of your business. However, it's going to be, if it's, you know, under normal conditions, the valuation is good for 1 year. So we recommend having a valuation done every year so you can track the value creation, you know, that's happening in your business. But the other purposes already of valuation, other reasons you may need evaluations are for cases of estate tax, case mm-hmm. tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're owner of a business, you know, deceased, we have to do an estate valuation in order to determine the value of the company.
So probate attorneys, people correct. Like that would be, I guess, benefit from your service?
Absolutely. I work a lot with attorneys. I work with financial planners, financial advisors. I work a lot with a variety of attorneys to be able to help them with those valuation needs at the end.
I mean, some of them don't like you when you come back with that number.
Well, you know, you will be surprised how people are, wow, I thought it was more high than this.
Right.
Wow. So just to continue on the reasons for valuations, we also have transaction situations, right?
Okay.
If you want to sell your business or you want to buy a business, right? So you may need a valuation for that. And you also, in the cases of divorce or partnership disputes, right? So you know how people get into partnership,
mm-hmm.
and at some point there is a problem, and they want to part ways, and they're looking to get everybody, every party wants to get a share of it, of the equity of the business. Yeah, so you need to do a valuation for that as well.
Well, is there any subjectivity? Is it pretty much black and white, or is there like some gray area that has
absolutely, absolutely. It's never black and white when okay. it comes to valuation. It's a science. At the same time, it's an art.
So like a soft science.
Right, right. Okay. So there is a way to do it, but there are a lot of inputs from the experience of the valuation analyst that are critical, and especially when it comes to areas of discounting, right? So you have some discount for, let's say, for lack of marketability or lack of liquidity, and also discount for minority, you know, your minority shareholder, you know, there may be a discount for that because you don't have the power to affect changes in the organization. So if you own, if you're a minority owner, there will be a discount for that. So those discounts are decided by the experience of the valuation analyst, the valuation expert. So there is a way to do that, but there's a lot of experience needed here by the expert to be able to determine how much those discounts could be.
So I guess there's certain information you would have to get from the business owner. You
yes.
just can't walk through the door, yes. look at the inventory and the staff and say, oh,
no.
it's worth $1 million.
No, absolutely not.
I guess a balance sheet would probably be a place to
start. Yeah, I'm going to need some tax returns. I'm
okay.
going to need your financial statements, balance sheet, income statements, and so, and additional documents, your bylaws, your articles of incorporation, your loans. If you have any loan that you've taken from a bank, and for a financial institution, we need to know that. We need to know the type of loan you have, etc. So there are so many different documents we may ask additionally in order to properly do evaluation.
Well, do you have to be a forensic accountant to find all this information? Do people give you everything that you need, or you have to go a little CSI on them?
A little bit of CSI, all right? But this is where the challenging part of our work is, which is collecting documents from business owners And so many owners really don't know the value of some of the documents, and also the keeping those documents, the archiving of those documents is very important. And so sometimes we ask for documents, we don't get the proper documentation, and that could have a real impact on the valuation of the business.
Well, you know, I could talk to you all day. Tell people how they can find out more about you and your company, please.
Well, my company is called the Washington Valuation Group. We are, our website is www.washingtonvaluationgroup.com. I actually wrote a book titled 30 Frequently Asked Questions in Business Valuation.
Okay, well, hang on a second. We're going to hear quickly about your book when we come back. Folks, we're talking to Akhil Eku. Washington Valuation, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after break. We're going to have Ms. Melasha Day. She's going to talk about some, wow, are you investor ready with your company? Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WON,
95.9 FM. Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I rescued Toast from a shelter in 2011. I love Toast because she's a lazy diva. Toast does whatever she wants, obviously. She's sleeping right now. She's so loving. She's so comforting. When I walked into the shelter, I knew right then that she was special.
Toast, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you.
1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and I am just tickled pink. I know it's hard to, and if I turn pink, let me tell you something, folks, I must be really, really pinkling. Because I am not one of those light-skinned brothers. Got a little chocolate in me. So if I'm tickled pink, you know I'm pretty happy over here. I have an exciting guest, Mr. Akhil. He's talking about business valuation. Quickly tell us about your book. You have a book.
Yes. The book is titled 30 Frequently Asked Questions About Business Valuation. And this book is geared toward business owners, attorneys, financial advisors, business brokers, and the like. So the business answers, you know, the most questions that I receive in my work. And I try to break things down, you know, using layman's terms to explain, you know, all those complex and complicated terms that we usually use in our industry. So it's a great book, and you can get that book on my website, www.washingtonvaluation.com/shop. All right, the book is $19.99.
Okay, so some of those questions that we've been peppering you with, and I'm sure there are a million others that people have who are listening, because in the short time that I've known you, you have really enlightened me to some of the questions that have always been like burning, and I really just didn't know who to ask. I mean, you can go on the internet and Google just about anything nowadays, but there's nothing like getting it from somebody who actually has the experience, who's been there, and that's their life calling, which apparently seems to be the case with you. You seem very knowledgeable in this area. So if anybody's out there who's curious about getting an evaluation, I guess I was a little surprised that you said it should be done every year.
Absolutely.
Wow. See, folks, I'm telling you. We bring the real information here. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We're going to get to Miss Velocity. So hang around there, Ashiel. If you want to join in on any of the topics we're talking about, jump right in. And we're going to bring Miss Velocity to the mic in a few moments. Miss Velocity, she's been with the show now going on, I'm not even going to guess. I feel like she's been around here longer than I've been around here. But she brings good information. So, folks, go to the website and find out more about our guest, our host. That's marketingpulpit.com. Also, go to Facebook. And on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, we have the same handle, Marketing Pulpit. And that's one thing I like about co-host Velocity. Man, she is in that. She be burning that social media space up. You probably over there texting and Instagram and something right now, aren't you?
Yes, you know I'm setting up Periscope right now.
Setting up Periscope. All right. Well, all right, you get that ready. Go to marketingpulpit.com. And also, Kwai, she's getting ready here. I'm going to go do a couple of quick things. And I'm going to step on a toe or two this morning. But I'm going to talk about business etiquette for a moment. Business etiquette for a moment. Because I deal with so many people in the business world, and there are some things that I think some people just... I know we're a small company. Sometimes we don't have the money we need. I know some of us, we descendants of slaves, all that stuff. Yeah. But folks, there are certain things that are just should be a requirement when it comes to business. I call this business courtesy and business etiquette. Number one, folks, return people's phone calls. Particularly if it's one of your stakeholders. Now, if it's some guy trying to sell you a copy machine or some drugs online, you don't have to return that call necessarily. You're talking about a client. You're talking about one of your suppliers, one of your vendors, one of your partners, one of your stakeholders. If you can't get back to them, send them a text, send them an email, call them. But folks, don't leave people hanging out here. That's not very courteous. My number two. When you have a meeting, show up or let people know you're not going to show up. Don't call the next day and say, oh, yeah, by the way, that does not work. That's not good enough. Show up for the meetings. Another etiquette. Folks, we all got, we all have money problems sometime here and there, every now and then. But don't assume that people understand. It's always better to say, look, having a little challenge right now. Can I pay you next week? And you'd be surprised how far that takes the conversation, how it relieves the pressure off the person, and it helps that keep that relationship so people not looking at your funny style. Also, when it comes to dealing with people, pay their fair price. Don't try to get the buddy hookup every time on everybody. That's going to get old eventually. So be willing, if you want people to pay your price, good. If you want to pay, but that means you got to pay other people's price too. When you can't do that, it's okay to negotiate, but don't ask for it like a favor or a buddy hookup. So folks, and also if you run afoul with one of your clients, let's say you do something that didn't quite work out right, give that person a chance to make it right. Folks, these are just some business courtesy tips I'd like you to take on your advisement as you go out here and start building these relationships, which are very important in keeping your business afloat. But if you ruin that relationship by being disrespectful, discourteous, it's going to cause you problems down the road. That's my tip for today. Folks, let's move forward here. Velocity Day, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm just glad to have you in the studio today.
Yeah, I'm rushing on 495, always traffic, so.
You're always a busy young lady.
Yes.
God, I love your social media, though. You should be, when you in your second life, you should come back as a social media specialist.
Well, four counties.
Four counties. There you go. That's good little niche there on a social. Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, tell us about, Velocity, she has a company. She's Accounting with Velocity, the website. Tell us about you quickly. Give us a quick bio.
Okay, well, I'm Velocity, the accountant to entrepreneurs. I help entrepreneurs dominate their business and control their money all through accounting. So my goal is to really help, entrepreneurs get a grip of their finances so they can go to Mr. Aku one day and say, evaluate my business. Let me know what I need to do so I can get bought out, so I can get investors. So that's what I do. I give you the tools, the techniques, and the strategies to be able to one day retire from your business and be profitable.
Well, you had an interesting topic there. You said one of your lines was that getting your business investor ready. Mm-hmm. I like the sound of that. Yeah. I like those hyphenated words anyway. Investor-ready. Oh, I like that. Anyway, investor ready. What does that mean?
Okay, so that means basically having your finances in order. You know, as a small business owner, Robert, the last thing small business owners is looking for is to have an accountant and do bookkeeping. Mm-hmm. But that's the first step to getting that investor. That's
what's up
the
with
first
that,
step to
what,
be able to...
What is up with that?
I don't know. I think it's not... Because it's not sexy, Robert.
Okay.
It's not sexy.
Right.
It's not fun. It's not... And then, you know, really, let's be honest. We don't really want to see how bad our business is doing. You know, and that's what bookkeeping does.
We don't want to know
how good your business is doing.
No, I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the doctor. You don't want to hear that you got prostate cancer.
No,
you don't want to
hear.
So you figure if you don't go to the doctor, it's going to go away.
And that's the problem. So most small businesses avoid that because they don't want to see what their business is worth. What do they have a viable business?
Right.
But that's where it all begins, and that's where actually all ends, Robert. You know, when most people don't realize that accounting actually allow you to live your legacy. If you don't have accounting, how could Mr. Koo come in and evaluate your business? You know, how can he do it? He's going to ask. And if you've heard him, he said he'd need three things: your tax returns, your financial statements, and guess what? Your accountant is the one that provide both of those things. And you know, I was like, whoa,
you
like really, really excited. But that's the first step to getting bought out, guys. And most people don't realize you can't just retire nowadays. You need an exit plan.
So investor ready. So we know what investor ready means. That means being prepared. So that when somebody like a Keel wants to evaluate your business, you got the right document. So how do I, my company or somebody listening, how do I get that investor readiness? What do I need to do?
Well, first of all, if you haven't filed any taxes, or if you haven't filed up until 2016 tax returns, the first thing you need to do is get your books in order so you can actually file your tax returns.
Hey, Claudia. What do I do with folks that haven't filed since like 1990?
They're nowhere near investor ready, Robert. Like, they need to start from the beginning, like regroup.
But they say, look, I have all the paperwork, I just haven't filed.
They probably can't afford to have it done. See, that's the problem. Like, after so many years,
ooh,
your bill with your accountant is going to end up being maybe $50,000 to $100,000.
Oh.
I just had to let go of a client because she didn't want to pay me $36,000 to do 4 years back taxes and bookkeeping and 3 years of business returns.
Mm. So I guess a side step would be you got to keep up with these returns, your balance sheet, your income statement, and filing those taxes every year.
Yeah, so like this, for example, we got to keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses is your financial statements and your books and everything. So you, in business, keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses is your money. Keep up with it. Know what's going on. Because the first thing an investor is going to ask you is for your financial statements. Your bank account, guys, do not show you what your gross profit is. Your bank account does not tell you what your overall gross income and what your expenses are. You have to have financial statements to be able to provide your future investor or your future Uncle Bob, you know, the financial statements and the data that they need. And Mr. Koo said it. He can't do anything without those two things. So if you really want to set your business up for success and want to have an exit plan or want to get an investor, you have to keep up with the Joneses and keep up with your finances. Get your bookkeeping in order. And let's stop playing business. Let's do business.
Well, how hard is this? I mean, you know, as most things in life, it's easier said than done. So if I'm out here, let's say I've kept my taxes pretty current, but I do want to be investor ready. I mean, I guess it depends on where you are in the process.
All we got to do is pay to play.
Pay to
play.
Pay to play. Gotta get out the checkbook.
Pay to write out the checkbook. Your accountant will handle it from there. Pay to play. And when they ask you for documentation, provide it. So we need two things from you: your documentation and your checkbook.
I can say because when you're trying to do things like government contracting and you're trying to get a CAGE code and you're trying to get in the 8A program, that's like an acid test.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of getting you. If you want an idea of what you have to do to get ready.
Yeah.
Just go to Sam's and try to fill out that application.
Exactly. And you know what they want? They want your financial.
They want your financial
and your tax returns.
They want your personal and your business.
Exactly.
And don't just think you could be doing all kind of dirt on the side. Mm-hmm. Say, as long as it's not in my business, I'm cool.
No.
Uh-uh. Uncle Sam doesn't play that. No. It will bleed over into your business. Yes. You're gonna comment down to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to add something important here. One of the things that I've noticed is that Some people don't really report all their revenues, right?
No. And not Ashia. You're trying to start trouble
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. And they think by doing so, they're hiding assets, they're doing themselves a favor. No.
No.
Absolutely not. When that moment comes, when the investor is looking to invest, he wants to know how much the business is worth. And we valuation analysts base our valuation on documents like tax return, you know, balance sheet, income statement, things like that. If that money, if that revenue is not on your financial statement, we're not going to imagine what it is. We're not going to guess.
Right.
So we go by the documents that you provide us. So that will impact the value of the company.
When you're buying a franchise, that's another area where you have to get ready, because franchisees, let's say your business is trying to buy a franchise, they want to know your personal financial statements. And in some cases, they want to know the financial situation of your family, your wife, your spouse.
It's called your personal network.
That's
they
right.
Want to know. Your
that's
personal
right.
Personal network. But they want to see if it's more liquid or, you know, so, yeah.
So, part of getting ready is, and I mean, this might not settle well for many people, but you really got to get your personal life in order, too. You can't have it in a vacuum. Now, in some cases, there's separation because it depends on how you set up your company. But in certain cases, when you're trying to get investors, partners, buying franchise, they're not going to try to hear that. They don't want to hear about that wall of separation between limited liability, corporation. They want to know who's behind that wall, who's behind that company.
You know what, Robert? What's happening is even the underwriters to buy homes are becoming slicker. I've had clients that have Inc. Incorporated, which we know that they're just a separate entity from the individual.
Right.
They're now asking for the 1120 for the business to be able to provide these individuals a loan.
Right.
So it's no longer separate anymore.
Yeah.
Like, investors want to know that they are protected, and this person can actually pay us back our money with interest.
And
so,
banks are the same way.
Yes.
Banks have made it much harder, and one of the ways they have been eliminating people and ruling people out, they go into that personal background, or they take you trying to get a personal loan, they look at the business. You're trying to get a business loan, they look at the personal background. And they have been using that to eliminate people to keep them giving them loans. Palacio Day, what else? Any other thing we need to do? Get ready, investor ready.
Mr. Cooley, something you got to be honest. Like hiding money, hiding cash, I'm going to be really honest with you guys. It's just going to do nothing but set you back. I just had to let go of a client the other day, and me and her had talked about a few months ago. I said, well, what are your retirement plans? She said, oh, we're going to sell the business. I said, sell the business for what? She said, she wanted for like $1 million. I said, you're not claiming everything.
Hold that thought. Okay. We're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we have Palacio Day, the accountant, and Mr. Shield, marketing pulpit. We have it on Money Friday. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update brought to you by ChooseNissan.com. 295 northbound, look for delays, Pennsylvania Avenue to East Capitol Street, and southbound 295 now. Pretty heavy from Eastern Avenue down past East Capitol Street, 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound accident in the right lane in the work zone before New York Avenue in delays now. Surprises are great, except when you're driving. Take on the unexpected with Nissan's available Intelligent Safety Shield technology. Shop your local Nissan store today. ChooseNissan.com, innovation that excites. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by McDonald's. Partly cloudy, hot, humid today. Highs in the mid-90s for tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy, upper 70s for lows. Tomorrow, clouds and sun and more clouds later in the day. High near 96. McDonald's signature crafted recipe sandwiches are here. Pico guacamole, sweet barbecue bacon, and maple bacon Dijon now with McDelivery. Download the Uber Eats app and try one today. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
We are back. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're trying to save our community. We happen to have ourselves our Money Friday today. We have our Palacio Day. She was wrapping up her segment on making your business investor ready. Palacio Day, how can folks find out more about you? You have a service, folks. I'm going to tell you, people. I'm going to give a little personal advice. You need a falasha day in your life. We got all kind of people in our life. We got our personal people. We got our legal people. We got our spiritual. We got our inspirational people. You better have a money person. All that other stuff might go down the drain if you don't have somebody watching your money. And so call this sister. Let her help you out. Let her walk you through this process. And you have a business, and you need to be investor ready, whether you're looking for an investor or not, because sometimes you have those spontaneous opportunities that pop up, and you don't want to have to go back 5 years trying to get yourself ready. Get ready now. Start now. Falasha Day, how can folks find out more about you?
Well, you guys can check out our website, Accounting with Falasha Day, FOLASADE.com. You can also find me on all things social media. I'm Falasha Day, the accountant, on all things social media. And if you want to just hear my voice, you can call my office at 202-618-1297.
All right, so guys, hang around. Quickly, I'm going to talk about, we're going to have in a moment, we're going to have Mr. Daryl Muhammad. He's starting a new app called Destiny One, based on numerology and astrology. Wow. But I quickly want to talk about how to turn your website into a cash register. People talking about sleeping while you're making money while you sleep, and some people think that's a pipe dream, but it's not a pipe dream, particularly if you have a website that's equipped and up to the task. So what you want to do is look at your website and say, is this website bringing any money in the door? Now, of course, you got to make sure you have a product that's good, you have good content, you have good, you're in a market that's has some demand. That's the kind of the given. I'm going to assume that if you're in business in the first place, that you've taken those steps. But now, how do I get money coming in? How do I get that thing to ring? How do I get that ching, ching, ching? Well, give some couple of basics. First of all, you have to ask yourself, do you have a merchant account or a non-merchant account? There's a difference. Now, merchant account, I'm going to use PayPal as an example. PayPal has two types of services. Well, they have more than two, but the main two is their free PayPal button, where you put that little button, you go into PayPal, get their code. If you have a website like WordPress, you can use a plugin. Put in your email address, which is the account ID. Put that in the widget, and you can take money on PayPal starting within. Well, you got to set up your account at PayPal. That takes about 2 or 3 days. But you can start taking money on PayPal right away with no out-of-pocket money, period. They're going to take a percentage of the sale. So if you don't sell anything, you're not paying anything. That's the non-merchant account approach. Now, the merchant account approach, which PayPal also offers, you have to pay them. First of all, you pay a $30 a month fee. It's like a flat fee. You're paying for that service. And then you also pay a percentage of the sale, but it's a smaller percentage. And you're saying to yourself, why would I want a non-merchant account? Well, a non-merchant account, it comes down to branding. If you want to keep your website, you want to keep that visitor 100% in your website without sending them to PayPal, because sometimes in the web world, once somebody leaves your site, they may not come back. So the merchant account keeps that sale in your on your website, and they never have to see PayPal because it's all done behind the scenes. Now, the cost of having a merchant account, of course, is higher, because not only do you have to pay that $30 a month, you also have to get an SSL certificate of 256 or higher. That means you have to have that little S behind your domain, your https://, and then the domain name, and you're going to pay about somewhere between $50 and $100 a year to maintain that SSL certificate. So we're gonna finish up this discussion, but those are the two main things I want you to think about when you start thinking about turning your website into a cash register. The other thing I want you to keep in mind is that there are other types of services like PayPal, that's authorized.net. You have Amazon Payments. You have Google Checkout. And for you attorneys out there, there's LawPay. Many lawyers out here use LawPay. It's very similar to PayPal and some of the other services, except it specializes in law firms, and they have like the recurring fees, a retainer fee, one-time retainer fees. So it has a little more. It's geared towards attorneys. If you need help with any of these services, contact my company, GatewoodMarketing.com. We have set up so many companies on PayPal, LawPay, Authorized.net, Amazon.com, merchant accounts. And that's one of the services that we provide as part of the Gatewood Marketing Business Development Services. My company is 301-839-2836. You can also go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com. Now, we talk about on this show, companies that have been out there. We talk about companies that have made their mark. We also like to bring in every now and then somebody who's actually coming out of the gate and trying to make their mark. And that describes our next guest, Mr. Daryl Muhammad. He has a company called Destiny One, and it's an app. It's a dating app. Welcome to the show, Daryl.
Well, how are you, sir?
We are doing just wonderful, sir. Doing wonderful. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming a guest today. So tell us about yourself quickly. Tell us quickly about yourself. What do you do? What's your reason for being? What is it that makes you rise and shine in the morning?
Well, entrepreneurship. The thought of having my own and being totally free, that's what gets me up in the morning.
what made you decide to do a dating app, though?
Well, I'm a part of a couple of spiritual communities, and some time ago, the discussion came about us not having a dating app for us, and I kind of ignored it. Because I knew it was something that we needed, but I kind of ignored it because I didn't know how to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
But one day I was just sitting back in one of my quiet meditative moments, and the whole thing, how I should go about it, hit me.
Mm-hmm.
I was blessed with it, and I started asking questions, and here we are.
Well, let me just ask you this. What about, the app market in general? I mean, why an app? Why do you do a website? If the app market, how big is that app market?
Well, the app market period is about $20 billion a year.
Whoa, wait a minute. You said million?
$20 billion.
Okay, that's a good
app market.
That's a good incentive right there.
Yeah. And the dating app market right now is about a $2 billion a year industry.
Wow.
And it's growing.
$2 billion. That's just in dating apps.
Yes.
Wow. That's a big, I didn't realize it was that big. That's pretty big. So what's the purpose of your app? Besides, I guess, finding the right mate, but how does that work? What makes yours different than other apps?
Well, we're using two ancient sciences of astrology and numerology.
Okay.
And astrology is basically the science of the stars and planets and their effect on humans.
Mm-hmm.
And numerology is just the science of numbers and their effect on humans. And both of these sciences are 100% exact. They cannot be disputed at all.
Right.
And that's right.
So.
And
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, so you're saying your app is going to, that's how it's going to find the right mate for somebody? So if their numbers and their numerology and their astrology lines up, then there's a much more likelihood they're going to find the right mate. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. There's a 100% guarantee that you will find your destiny mate.
Wow, that's pretty deep. So how does it work? So let's say if I go in and then it will tell me, would it line somebody up who has a match for my, let's say if I'm an Aquarius, and
uh-huh.
it will find, I guess, use the astrology to find a person that matches what an Aquarian would be.
Well, it's not going to match people up according to their zodiac sign. It's going to match you up according to the similarities in your birth chart. Because when each person is born, the stars and the planets are in a certain position. And whatever position those planets are in, they have an effect on humans, on us.
Wow.
And, yeah. And it's going to match people up according to the similarities in their birth chart and the similarities in numerology. Like in numerology, you have a life path number, which basically tells you the direction that you're supposed to be going in as far as fulfilling your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this whole thing is about. It's about destiny pairing.
Uh-huh.
Destiny pairing is basically a concept. It's like the power of coupling.
Okay.
Right. It's when your mate has the energy that you need to fulfill your best karma in life, which is your destiny.
Well, Daryl, tell me this. Now, you're at a stage now where you're about to, you're actually looking for funders and investors. Tell us about that.
Well, we're looking for $25,000, and that $25,000 will be used to produce a prototype of the app. After we produce the prototype, we're going to make it known that the app is available to users, We're going to get users to use the app and give us feedback on the app. And the actual app would be built around the feedback of those users.
Wow. Well, Daryl, this is a lot. I want to follow this project and make sure we make follow it and make sure you get your funding. Tell people how they can reach you, though.
Well, I can be reached at 202-607-8242.
Okay.
Again, that's 202-607-8242. And our website address is destiny-1.com. That's destiny-1.com.
Daryl, I appreciate it. I wish we had more time, but thank you, man. I wish you luck on this, and keep us abreast on how things are progressing, okay? All right, folks, that's Daryl.
Appreciate it.
Daryl Muhammad with a Destiny One app. It's a dating app that's based on numerology and astrology. I'm curious to see how that works out. Folks, it's been a great show. It's been a Money Friday. I want to thank my guest, Mr. Achil Aku, and check out his book. We have the information on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Thank you, Achil.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And Palash Day, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.
And support our sponsor, BLE Suites. Go to BLESuites.com if you're looking for a location for your office. This has been the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be back next week at the same time. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bovey. Here's the latest from NewsOne.com, brought to you by Northern.